Haitians in the Philadelphia region are relieved after the U.S. government decided to extend a kind of temporary immigration status to that group. Citizens of the country, which was racked by a 2010 earthquake and subsequent hurricanes, will be allowed to stay and work in the U.S. for six more months. Though WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports the U.S. is winding down the program.
When news of the extension broke, Jordani Jean-Baptiste, vice president of the Haitian Coalition of Philadelphia, says his first thought was thank God. When he heard it was only for 6 months instead of the usual 18, his second thought was,
that's what they put on the table, but the reality is not going to happen like that. But you cannot send 6 months if you have to make a plan to leave. Make a plan to leave to go where?
Conditions are improving in Haiti following the 2010 earthquake, said Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly in a statement announcing the extension. Kelly also said the law is meant to be temporary and, quote, beneficiaries should plan accordingly that the status may finally end after the extension. That is crushing news for 38-year-old Kedi Etienne, who fled Haiti after the earthquake. If her temporary protected status ends in 6 months, she says she'll stay in the U.S., even if she has to illegally.
I will cry myself to sleep. I will wait until they arrest me.
Many Haitians in the U.S. point to continued food shortages and a lack of housing as signs that their country's not ready for an influx of people when the status ends. More than 58,000 Haitians in the U.S. have the temporary status, now set to expire in January. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.